One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
They say Catalina Island is a place frozen in time. Just 22 miles off the southern California coast, this tiny jewel offers sunlit beaches, Spanish tile-lined streets, and a stunning white dome that rises above the town of Avalon like a beacon. That dome? It's the Catalina Casino, an Art Deco masterpiece that has hosted movie stars, Navy officers, and ballroom dancers for nearly a century. Once the music fades and the last ferry leaves the harbor, that beautiful white dome takes on a different kind of presence. Because inside the casino, something lingers. Something that doesn't belong to the living. Staff whisper about a woman in white seen gliding across the ballroom floor, vanishing before anyone can approach. Theater techs report hearing sobs from empty seats or footsteps echoing from places no one is standing. Elevators seem to move of their own will. Equipment fails when it shouldn't. And then there's the chilling cold that grips certain corners of the building, always in the same places, no matter the season. So what's really going on inside the crown jewel of Catalina Island? Is it just the echo of architecture and history playing tricks on our minds? Or is the casino home to something far more elusive? Something still dancing in the dark? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The story of the Catalina Casino begins not with whispers of ghosts, but with dreams of grandeur. William Wrigley Jr., the chewing gum tycoon, had already poured his fortune into transforming Catalina Island into a Pacific paradise by the 1920s. He built infrastructure, improved housing, and even brought his beloved Chicago Cubs to the island for spring training. But it was in 1929, at the height of America's Art Deco obsession, that his most ambitious vision materialized: the Catalina Casino. Perched on the edge of Avalon Harbor, the casino wasn't a gambling hall. In Italian, casino means a gathering place, a center for entertainment and culture. And that's exactly what Wrigley intended. With its towering circular structure, the casino housed a luxurious movie theater on the lower level and one of the largest circular ballrooms in the world above it, capable of holding over 3,000 people. From the very beginning, the building made a statement. The grand foyer featured ornate murals and handcrafted tiles, while its state-of-the-art sound system was designed specifically for the new era of talking pictures. As the jazz age roared on, so too did the casino, quickly becoming the cultural heart of Catalina Island. Big bands performed, couples danced beneath the floating ceiling of lights, and Hollywood's elite, drawn by the casino's glamour and the island's seclusion, frequented its grand halls. But as the decades passed and the music softened, something else began to stir. The first rumors didn't make the papers. They started as after-hours stories told between employees and locals. Ushers and projectionists working late shifts, he spoke in hushed tones about strange sounds in the theater, unmistakable footsteps in the aisles, disembodied whispers near the balcony, or the distant creak of a seat folding down when no one else was present. One former usher, whose interview was preserved in a local history project in the 1980s, recounted locking up the theater one night after a routine showing. He'd turned off the lights, secured the doors, and began walking the curved ramp toward the exit when he heard it. A loud, dragging sound coming from behind. The stage curtain. He froze. The only other person on site had already left. When he turned back and peeked behind the curtain, there was nothing. No fallen equipment, no tools, no explanation. Just silence. Others reported similar experiences, particularly in the projection booth. A space isolated and elevated above the theater, it became a focal point for phantom noises, clicks, bangs, or faint talking when no film was playing. A maintenance worker even filed a written complaint about voices distracting him during electrical repairs. Though nothing ever came of it officially, a quiet consensus grew among employees. The casino had a presence. It wasn't just the theater. The ballroom above, with its polished hardwood floor and iconic circular layout, began to gain its own set of legends. One story, repeated often during island ghost tours, involves a dancer practicing alone after a wedding event in the 1970s. As she moved across the empty floor, she suddenly felt a rush of cold air and saw what she described as a translucent figure, female, dressed in a flowing garment, glide across the opposite side of the ballroom. When she approached, the figure vanished. At the time, there was no formal paranormal investigation. Catalina Island didn't have ghost hunters or TV shows analyzing EMF readings. But the stories persisted, passed down through generations of casino staff, locals, and seasonal workers. A quiet folklore began to grow. The casino was more than a historical monument. It was a place where the past hadn't quite let go. In the 1990s, a group of amateur historians and ghost enthusiasts began documenting some of these experiences as part of a Catalina Island Heritage Initiative. They interviewed older workers, gathered anecdotal evidence, and tried to piece together whether these stories shared common threads. One of those investigators was Janet Morales, a local librarian and oral historian who had spent her life chronicling Catalina's quieter stories. She wasn't a ghost hunter, but she became fascinated by the consistency in the accounts. Whispers in the same theater rows, the recurring sound of footsteps in the ballroom when it was supposed to be empty, and strange temperature shifts in one particular backstage corridor. Janet recalled one particularly compelling account from a technician who had worked concerts and private events in the casino during the early 2000s. While adjusting lighting equipment before a wedding reception, he claimed to feel a sudden icy chill along his spine, followed by the distinct sound of a woman's voice singing, softly, off-key, and fading as he turned to find the source. No recordings were playing at the time. No one else was on that level of the building. Yet despite mounting stories, no one ever claimed to see furniture move on its own or to capture full-body apparitions on film. There were no poltergeist attacks, no physical harm. It was all subtle, eerie, more spiritual echo than direct contact. That subtlety opened the door to rational explanations. After all, the casino is a massive, acoustically complex structure. Its circular architecture and dome ceilings create sound distortions that can trick the ear. A whisper on one side of the theater can bounce and reappear on the other. Footsteps can echo strangely. And in a building of its age, nearly a century old, drafts, mechanical creaks, and structural groans are inevitable. Then there's the psychological element. Visitors to the casino often come with expectations, whether romanticized visions of the 1930s or curiosity about the supernatural. That cognitive bias, paired with low light, fatigue, or isolation, can influence what people think they see or hear. Known as pareidolia and apophenia, the human brain often interprets random stimuli, shadows, flickers, sound patterns, as meaningful images or messages, especially in emotionally charged environments. Some experiences may also be shaped by sleep deprivation, Many casino employees work long hours during events or film screenings. Lack of sleep, heightened adrenaline, and dim lighting can all contribute to altered perception, hallucinations, auditory distortions, or physical sensations like chills. But even those explanations fall short. For many of the people who've worked or visited the casino over the years, for every echo explained by architecture, there's a voice that didn't match the room's acoustics. For every cold draft dismissed by faulty insulation, there's a personal moment, hair lifted, a hand felt, or a sense of someone watching that defies easy dismissal. The casino's isolation also adds to its mystique. Surrounded by the ocean with limited access after dark, Catalina Island feels removed from time. That separation, psychological as much as physical, makes the past feel more present. Memories here linger, stories stick, and in the quiet of the ballroom or the stillness of the projection booth, those stories sometimes rise to the surface. By the early 2000s, the island had begun embracing its haunted reputation more openly. Ghost tours popped up. Paranormal blogs and travel sites began listing the casino as one of California's lesser-known haunted hotspots. But even with growing attention, the tales remained grounded in something subtler than spectacle. No demon lore, no wild exorcisms, just the consistent, quiet assertion from people who know the building best. Something is there. As more stories accumulated, the casino's eerie reputation began to solidify, not from a single dramatic haunting, but from the sheer consistency of personal accounts. The turning point came with the stories of the woman in white. Though the earliest documented sighting of her dates back to the 1970s, the tale gained momentum in the 1990s and 2000s. Several independent witnesses described the same entity. A tall, graceful female figure in a flowing white gown gliding alone across the massive circular ballroom. She never looked directly at anyone. She didn't speak. She simply danced, always alone, always vanishing, before contact could be made. A ballroom attendant who helped clean the space after events recalled seeing the figure while vacuuming late one night. He initially thought she was a lingering guest until she passed directly through a column and evaporated into mist. Another staff member working a morning shift to prepare for a wedding described seeing the same woman standing near the edge of the mezzanine level, gazing out over the dance floor. She turned her head slowly and disappeared. Over time, this figure became one of the most well-known ghost stories on the island. She was nicknamed the Ballroom Bride by locals, though no records ever confirmed a wedding tragedy connected to her. Still, the repetition of the account, same appearance, same location, same vanishing act, left many wondering whether her presence was tied to an emotional imprint from the casino's heyday. A woman who once danced with joy, now trapped in the place where she felt most alive. But the ballroom wasn't the only site of spectral sorrow. In the theater below, another recurring phenomenon emerged, the sound of a man softly crying. Unlike the woman in white, no one had seen this entity, but the sound itself, described by at least five separate witnesses over the years, has been consistent. A low, mournful weeping coming from the back rows of the theater. Often heard during quiet moments, such as equipment setup or building inspections, the sobbing always stopped the moment someone approached the source. One technician recalled checking the back of the house after hearing what he believed was a disturbed guest. Finding nothing, he resumed work, only for the crying to start again, this time louder. He left the theater and the sound followed him into the hallway for several seconds before vanishing. The same technician who had no prior belief in the paranormal later said, "It felt like the place itself was grieving." Theories surrounding the crying man are as varied as the witnesses. Some believe he may be the spirit of a heartbroken soldier from the World War II era, one of the many who frequented the casino during their time stationed on the island. Others suspect a connection to Catalina's darker, undocumented history, personal tragedies that went unrecorded in the glitz and glamour of the past. Beyond human apparitions and sounds, another pattern began to surface. The manipulation of the environment itself. In particular, the casino became known for its sudden and unexplained temperature drops. These were not mild fluctuations, but sharp, localized cold spots often felt in otherwise climate-controlled rooms. Technicians working near the projection booth, the backstage corridors, and especially the circular ramp that leads up to the ballroom reported chills that would suddenly envelop them, only to disappear seconds later. One woman described the sensation as walking into a freezer in the middle of a summer day. Another, a former event planner, refused to enter a certain supply room off the ballroom after repeated encounters with freezing drafts and a feeling of being watched from the corner. Despite modern insulation and climate control, these temperature anomalies persist, and always in the same few locations. Alongside this came something more difficult to quantify: the consistent malfunction of electronic equipment, lighting rigs shorting out, microphones feeding back inexplicably, a spotlight that turned itself on and off during a rehearsal, despite not being connected to its switchboard. Technicians began double and triple checking their setups, yet the odd glitches continued, often during emotionally charged moments, first dances, tributes, or music swells. The belief grew that the casino spirits may not just be passive observers, they might be interfering, and always with purpose. As more people began sharing their stories on blogs and interviews and through ghost tours, patterns started to form. One of the most chilling accounts came from a woman visiting with a private paranormal group. She claimed that while in the women's powder room off the main lobby, she looked into the mirror and saw herself blink, out of sync with her own physical eyes. Her reflection's mouth curled slightly into a smile just before everything returned to normal. Startled, she ran from the room. Months later, a second woman visiting from Chicago described the exact same experience in the same mirror. Another visitor, an audio technician helping with a documentary, claimed that during an overnight setup, he felt a hand grip his shoulder while adjusting a mic stand. He turned, expecting to see his assistant, but he was completely alone. There were no other crew members in the building at that hour. The grip, he said, was firm but not threatening, just present. With each new report, the question deepened. Were these events examples of residual hauntings, non-interactive recordings of past emotional moments playing out like spiritual echoes? Or were they intelligent, conscious entities trying to interact with the living? Paranormal researchers cite the casino as a textbook example of the stone tape theory, a hypothesis that emotional or traumatic events can become imprinted onto a building's structure, especially stone. The casino, made of thick concrete and perched by the sea, fits the environmental criteria some believe enhances such recordings. In this theory, high emotion becomes data, played back when conditions are right. Others turn to the theory of liminality. The casino is a gathering place of intense emotional highs. Weddings, dances, wartime departures may exist in a kind of psychological in-between. Liminal spaces, by their nature, are thresholds. And thresholds, according to many paranormal researchers, are where the veil is thinnest. But not everyone sees ghosts. Some skeptics argue that the structure itself is to blame for most of the reported phenomena. Its design, with curving walls and circular symmetry, creates disorienting acoustics and lighting effects. Footsteps carry strangely. Drafts circulate unpredictably. And mirrors, especially large, old ones, can distort perception, especially under stress or fatigue. There's also the human element. Stories shared by ghost tours or repeated through blogs can prime visitors to experience similar things. This concept, called expectation bias, suggests that people may interpret normal sensations like chills or creaks as supernatural because they've been told to expect something eerie. Still, that doesn't explain the consistency. Even among those unfamiliar with the casino stories, visitors report the same sounds, the same cold spots, the same woman in white. Even more compelling are the stories from those with no vested interest: event staff, contractors, military members from past decades, many of whom reported their experiences only after hearing others describe near-identical encounters. Over the years, the Catalina Casino has evolved from a glamorous monument of the past into something more, a place where history refuses to stay silent. It's not a site of terror or chaos, but of quiet hauntings, echoes, presences that seem tied more to memory than malice. Today, thousands still visit the casino every year. They marvel at the architecture, dance in the ballroom, watch classic films in the theater. Most never feel anything strange. But some do. They pause at the sound of unseen footsteps on the ramp. They look twice into the mirror. They feel a cold breath on the back of their neck as the music swells in an otherwise empty room. And for those few, the casino leaves an indelible mark, not just as a piece of California history, but as a place where the past and present continue to waltz, side by side. There's something poetic about a place like the Catalina Casino, designed to capture joy, laughter, music, and movement, now echoing with sounds no one can explain. If you listen closely, you can almost hear the band warming up, feel the swirl of a dancer's dress across that hardwood floor, or catch the hush of an audience waiting for the curtain to rise. But for some, what they hear isn't imagined. It's real, tangible, and terrifying. From a psychological standpoint, we know that certain places invite suggestion. You hear a whisper, and your brain fills in a voice. You feel a draft, and your spine imagines fingers. Buildings like the casino, steeped in history and emotion, are fertile ground for these interpretations. The architecture alone can play tricks, sound bouncing where it shouldn't, light bending in the corners, a mirror throwing back something your mind wasn't ready to see, and yet some things resist easy explanation. When multiple people over decades see the same woman in white in the same space, moving in the same way, you start to question whether it's just coincidence. When trained technicians report equipment failing only in specific spots or feel cold fingers trace their shoulder in an empty room, skepticism starts to falter. Maybe what we're seeing at the Catalina Casino isn't just the brain misfiring. Maybe it's something reaching out. Maybe the past doesn't stay buried beneath the surface, it dances just above it. The casino has seen nearly a century of human joy and sorrow, every laugh, every dance, every tear shed before a deployment. Maybe it all lingers somewhere in the walls, beneath the chandeliers, or drifting softly over Avalon Harbor. One thing's for sure, ghosts don't need to scream to be heard. Sometimes they just need a little music and an empty floor. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.